From past experience, the only reason they want him in custody is so that they could either poison him or harm him in any way possible. That's why he's suspicious, because he has not committed any criminal offense for them to plan to arrest him. So why should they arrest an innocent person to harm him?
What do you make of the allegations that Mr. Hichilema was in charge of privatization and it benefited him instead of the government?
That's not true. Mr. Hichilema was never in charge of privatization. There were other people that were in charge. The Minister of Finance, who is making those allegations, she was the Minister of Finance, who was in charge of privatization. Mr. Hichilema's consultant's firm, which is an international consultant's firm, Grant Thornton, was given a consultancy to evaluate the asset of one or two companies out of the more companies that were being privatized. And Grant Thornton, where Mr. Hichilema worked, did the evaluations and they gave the reports to government with various options on how to privatize them. And the company where Mr. Hichilema worked was paid some consultation fee, and that was the end of the story. So it is up to government now at that time which went ahead to privatize those companies. Mr. Hichilema was nowhere near.
They claim that Mr. Hichilema had interest when he presided over the sale of the assets.
There was no interest, as I've explained. His job ended at valuing the assets and giving the report to the government to proceed with the sale. So he had no need for a consultant to declare interest because he was not buying any shares. The shares that I say that they were bought by Mr. Hichilema in an Intercontinental Hotel, one of the five-star hotels in Zambia. The shareholding structure is there, and Mr. Hichilema is not among the shareholders. So he's not a shareholder in Intercontinental Hotel.
So where do we go from here? Is he concerned that the government might prosecute him?
No, it's not. Prosecution is not the fear, but the motives behind the prosecution. So right now, what Akainde Hichilema has done is to sue the person who was making the allegations, the former finance minister, so that we go to court to prove those allegations he's making. If they have no allegations, then we demand for compensation. That is how we intend to settle the matter.